Today's learning from Nishas Chaim Luzik from Shai Moshe and Neil Rivka Moshe Azir is from Nachar Moshe with Schuss for Shalom of Chaim Moshe and Malkim and Brach Basar Malka Matchitzim and Fegedina and a Schuss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Chaf Hey. I believe we're up to Sif Gimel talking about over here the Bracha of Shechayanu. So we all know on Rosh Hashanah, we have the Shechayanu fruit. What does qualify for a Shechayanu? What doesn't qualify for a Shechayanu? All right, that's what I'm going to try to figure out over here. Says the Mechaber, Haraya Pri Chadash, if you see a new fruit, Mischadish Mishana Lashana, that renews from year to year, right? So back then, they didn't have all the fruit all year round. There were certain fruits that were seasonal. So in the summer, the apples grew. They had apples in the summer. They wouldn't have apples in the winter, right? So there's different fruit. So you have a kind of fruit that grows year to year. So the year they grow, and then the next season you see them growing again. So the Mechaber says, just for seeing it, Mevarach Shechayanu, you can make a Shechayanu. Vafila Rayehu Beyat Chavera, even if it's not your fruit, you see your friend holding, oh, wow, it's the season, the apple season, the guy, the first apple you saw of the season. Make a shechianu, ayala ilan, or on the tree. However, v'nahagu shaloi levarach hachas achila. The minig is that you should only make the bracha when you're actually going to eat it. Says Rima, umi sheberech b'shas riyo lo hifsid. If you did make the bracha, you have this fruit that only comes around once a year, and you see it, and you say the shechianu, you're fine. V'ein levarach hachenigma. Now, separately, v'ein levarach hachenigma tashlam gidul apri. You should only make the Shechayanu if the fruit is fully ripened. If you didn't make the bracha the first time you see it, you're able to make it the second time you see it. So let's see all this. They start giving us the foundation for the Shechayanu on fruit. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mevarach Shechayanu, ve'ein el rishus, this is not a chiyuv, di'loi mevarach loi ma'anish. If you don't make the bracha, you are not going to be punished. As we mentioned previously in the Bir Halacha, it's not that, oh, it's optional, do whatever you want. It's encouraged to do it. But if you don't do it, you didn't pass up on something that was a mechuyev. But on the contrary, we should understand when we're supposed to make in these brachas and when not. The chiyuv is on Yom Tovim that come from time to time. But the rishus is on Shechayanu. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't make this bracha. The Yad Chavei, right? Why can I make the Shechayanu when I just see the fruit? The kara niskan al simchas alev. This is on the happiness. Shemis sameach al simchas pri chadash. It gives a certain sense of happiness. Oh, it's the new season. Baruch Hashem, there's the fruits that I haven't been able to have for the last bunch of time has now grown. Achas achila. The minig is to make the bracha only once we eat. The mishein loy libay sameach b'riyasai rak b'chilasai l'kulami mevarach rak b'chilasai. Let's say somebody's not happy by seeing it. Big deal, doesn't affect him. However, when he eats it for the first time in a year, that makes him happy. So he should only be making the Shechayanu on when he eats it. Therefore, l'kach nagitam b'zeh mishum loy plug. So therefore, the minute came, since there's some people can make the bracha when they see it. But there's some people are not so happy when they see it, and they can only make the bracha when they taste it. So the minute came that we only make the bracha when we taste it. V'ayim prima gon m'shekosef. V'lechatchila nachayn levarach shechayanu koidim. You should make the shechayanu before you eat it. V'achikach yivarach bracha ruyala. Then you make the bracha. So then let's say you make the bayar priya eitz. Okay? And v'adinim toyim at v'achikach mevarach shechayanu. You taste it. And then you make the shechayanu. Efshe the gamzeh toiv. That's also okay. Okay? Now, it seems from here that he's saying is it's best to make the Shechayanu before you make the bracha. However, if you look in the Chazon Ish, used to make the Shechayanu afterwards, and the Eish Lavram, the Bechotcha, also writes that you should make the bracha afterwards, and the Aruch HaShulchan also writes that seems to be aminik. So Rosh Hashanah, I think most people, they make their eitz, they take a bite, and then they make the Shechayanu. But the evidence Berach Shechayanu Acha Bracha Shabarach Alchila Koidim Sheshalitraim. This is only but the evidence. You for sure shouldn't do this one. You make the eights, then the Shechayanu, and then you eat. Gabke names a hefsik and isham. It's not a hefsik since it is part of the eating it, but still, that certainly is not the way to do it. Okay. Then he said you should only make the bracha only once it's fully grown. Achenigma writes Leima the after linyan bracha ala pri. even though, and we learned this in Siman Resh Beis, Kaimalim with Siman Resh Beis, that when it comes to the actual bracha on the fruit, the Mevarchan la'Boisa b'Kfanim b'Yer Pri Eitz, that even Mishagil l'Shir Poel Alav, and we learned all the different fruits there, what level of growth it has to reach in order to make the regular bracha. And we said that even if it's growing a little, it's a fruit. It was Shakai Lanis, which I see you pre, as long as it's a fruit. You roy lech al yedei etchak, you can even only eat it al yedei etchak. You still make the eitz. Hachal inin shechiyanu. However, when it comes to shechiyanu, ein levarach hachi en nigmat tashlam gedula shi yitay l'machal. It has to be fully ripened and delicious. Afilu b'di'evin in Berech, mikoydim shenigma b'chasa yu levatol over here, because here it's all about simchas alev. You're not so happy by a partially ripened fruit. You're much happier with a ripened fruit. So the ayin, Mangavram Shahavi, the Dasar Advazi, Shagil, Parlalovan, the Mistamu Adim Shakalans, which I see a period as Kavin Shamavarchal, because the Royal Shaykhal, Yachagam Kalavarchal Shachyan. So the Radvaz disagrees with this. Radvaz says that as long as it reached the level that you can make the regular bracha on it, you can also make the Shachyan. Lini, the Yavi Yashiswachal Shalach Savarch, Lamaisa, you shouldn't make a Shachyan on a fruit that's not fully ripened, because we have the Shitas that hold that that's a bracha of Atala. However, if you did do that, you have the Radvaz who says you don't make another Shechiyonu. So therefore, you shouldn't go ahead and repeat the Shechiyonu. Berea Shania, that with the second look, that right, anon the nehi ganem rachash asachila, also annoying not to eat it, not to make the bracha until you eat it. Afsharoi kama poim and kaidim, even if you saw it several times, you wouldn't make the Shechiyonu. Beim loibek pashas achila rishoina, however, since we make the bracha when you eat it, if you didn't make it the first time you eat it, shuv lo yivarach al achila shniyah. You can't make the bracha on the second eating. Cholshkin shlo yivarach al ois achila atzmai, afsha adayin lo nisach al apri. And certain, if you finished eating the fruit, you can no longer make the shechiyanu, even if it's still in your stomach. Now, just a summary over here. So obviously when people say, oh, it's Rosh Hashanah, so it's a new year, I can make a bracha on any fruit, that's big amaratzis, right? So if you had an apple the day before Rosh Hashanah, the fact that it's a new year, that has nothing to do with it. The year means that it's a fruit that comes from year to year. So therefore, there's a simcha by now that it's available. Also, obviously, we have many, many of our fruit we see all year round, right? So even though in New York State, apples only grow during certain times of the year, and oranges only grow certain times in a year, but the rest of the year we have apples, and we have oranges, and we have watermelon, we have all these fruits all year round, whether they're grown in other places and they're imported, or they're grown in hydroponically, they're grown in the greenhouses. We have these fruits all year round. So we on the standard fruit that you see all year round, there's no simcha when you walked in and you see, oh, I see a Honeycrisp apple that grew in that Lawrence farm where we take our kids apple picking. That's not really much of a simcha, because we see these apples all year round. So Rosh Hashanah, we don't necessarily even need the fruit on Rosh Hashanah to make the Shechiyanu. We'd make the Shechiyanu anyway because it's a Yom HaRichta. We have a minute to have a Shechiyanu fruit. Obviously, we should try to get fruit that we haven't seen in all year round. And plus, it should be a fruit that only grows once a year. It's not a fruit that grows all year round. We'll see that in a little bit. Okay. Says the Mechaber Sifdal, in Beirach Shechiyanu al Shirazash, or Kishayoichel, when you ate it, or Gindash. Okay, Chayz Mavarach, Kishayachal Gindash, if you're going to go eat Gindash, you make another Baruch HaShachyana. What is Shirazash and Gindash? So the Ramah is nice enough to explain it. Vehem Kishnei Mini Gud Goni Yais, Kemoin Vain Kishol Vikirshin. It's two different types of cherries, the Chol Kiyotzes. And basically what the Machab is telling us, that even if they have the same name, so we have white dates and black dates, right? So, and we have fruit, certain kind of fruits that have the same, are in the same family. But if they're different, even though they're in the same family, you can make a Shechiyanu on each one of them. So if you ate a white date today and a black date tomorrow, and you haven't seen them in a year, you'd be able to make two Shechiyanus. Let's see, Mishabru, Kishayachu, Gindash, Reitz Leima. Af, Opisha, Kulam, Nechnasim, Tachas, Zug, Min, Echad. Even though they're all included under one mean, one type of, one category of fruit, when it comes to Shechiyanu, they're two separate brachas. Kishnei smachas says, because they are two times that you're happy. Now, of course, if you're eating them together at the same time, we'll see this shortly, but if you're eating them together at the same time, you don't make two Shechiyanus. If I have five fruit on the table, they're all new, I only make one Shechiyanu. He's talking about that I ate one type of cherry today, one type of cherry tomorrow. then you would make two separate brachas. Even have the same name. Im chalukim b'taimon, if they have different flavors, kagoyim, te'enim levenim, white figs, u'te'enim shchayim, and black figs. I said dates before, I meant figs. Shnei minim he'lezeh, they're two different minim. V'tzarech levar hakol echaz b'rech shachiyonu, you make a separate shachiyonu in each one. V'she'en banav lefanav b'psas achas, as long as I just mentioned, you're not eating them at the same time. You're eating them at the same time, of course, you only make one shachiyonu. V'chein, shnei min argosim, ay tapuchim, ay agayzim, two types of pears, apples, nuts, gam kein tzarech levarach akol echad shechiyonu, you make a separate shechiyonu on each one. Ubevei agram mefakwa chol zeh v'dochare yeson, yamashu shedai tekimi she'etze umin echad, dai b'mashu mevarach b'pam rishayna, however, the Gra disagrees, and he says, only make one shechiyonu, chen b'seif amarek tziyo, hevi b'shem ovev ha'chacham tzvi, gam kein ke'en zeh mamash, that you only make one bracha, onlam, l'vesoif mitzadet shem, d'after b'emes ha'shar inyon nikro umin echad, even though they are considered one mean. What's the purpose of Shechianu? Is because I feel a joy in my heart. He says, therefore, you could rely on the Shulchan Aruch if you have a separate joy by seeing this fruit again, even though you had something from its same family a day before, but this is to you, it's different, benigeya, to your excitement in seeing the fruit, you would be able to make two Shechianu. In you made Shechianu on grapes, and then you make the grapes into wine, you do not make another bracha, even though this wine was made from this new batch of grapes that had not been around for a year, you do not make another bracha. Even if you waited and you're drinking it 40 days later, that now the wine got aged a little bit and therefore it has a whole different strength. It tastes totally different than the grapes. When you squeeze grapes and you drink it immediately, they're just going to taste like the grapes. Here you went ahead and you let it ferment for 40 days. Now it has a different taste. It tastes like wine. See, this is one simcha because it's all part of the new batch of grapes. When he ate this first taste of grapes, he made a shachianu, he knew that wine is going to come from it. Those who disagree and say you do make a shachianu. Because there is a greater simcha than with the grapes. That if you have this situation, you got grapes from a brand new season, and these are special to you, so you're making a Shechianu on them, and then you made wine out of it. Now, 40 days later, you're going ahead and you're making a Shechianu, you're drinking the wine. So we have two shitas. One holds you do make a Shechianu, one holds you don't make a Shechianu. So therefore, what should you do? Get yourself a new suit, an expensive suit, or get yourself some other new fruit. And therefore, you can go ahead and make a shachyonu on that, because they lift the gamas ayayin, you'll be pattering the yayin. Avlim be'ech tchilu shachyonu ayayin. What happens if I made the shachyonu first on the wine? That's why Elistamid kulama inichayz l'berach shachyonu. Everyone agrees, according to Elistamid, you do not make another shachyonu, because yayin is more chashiv than the wine. So if you already made a shachyonu on the wine, certainly by eating the grapes is not giving you a greater simcha than you had by the wine. That is in its early stages of the wine that you can tell this is new wine. If you're not going to drink it until it's fully fermented into wine, since wine, like we said, there has to be happiness. Wine lasts for a long time. So once I age this wine, even though I happen to know it's new, to me it's really no different than the other bottle of wine that's not new. And therefore you would not make a Shechianu on it. Okay, we're going to stop over here as we're not really going to finish Sivav today. And Emet Hashem, we will continue on Monday, if I'm not mistaken.